Georg Ernst Gruber, Portrait of Peter the Great, First Quarter of the 18th Century. Popular Peter the Great. As a Western-oriented progressive ruler, Emperor Peter I invited architects and artists from Europe to Russia to design the new capital, illustrate books, and paint portraits of distinguished personages. An explosion of pictures ensued, resulting in images of Peter, his military conquest and political governing principles being disseminated across Russia and beyond. The stylistic canons of his depiction as a ruler had not fully formed during Peter's lifetime, and thus images ranged widely from high-caliber formal portraits to naive popular images. Over 200 different Peter the Great portrait types can be identified in Europe and Russia. As the conquest of Old Estonia and Livonia was the first step to hewing his window to Europe, many portraits of Peter the Great are found in this region. One of them is from Peter the Great's house in Narva, which was turned into a memorial museum. The portrait, later moved to Narva Town Hall, depicts the Tsar in semi-profile, head turned towards the viewer confidently, hand on hip. This is a type of painting where the ruler is depicted as a successful military leader. The hand in armor in the foreground is a reference to warfare and affiliation with European rulers. Peter is wearing a sable coat from beneath, which the blue moire ribbon of the Order of St. Andrew can be glimpsed. The artist is thought to be Georg Ernst Gruber, a painter from Gdansk who is believed to also have lived in Novgorod and Narva at some point. It is conjectured that the work ended up here after the 1704 Battle of Narva and that the emperor posed for the portrait in person.